This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I love Kuminga.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, Guru back, and we're happy to have him.
Yeah, we're getting a little better. 10:02. Getting a little better.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot to say.
How you doing, buddy? I'm all right. I was at the hospital yesterday, but I don't want to derail the show early. But Steiny, we have a civic duty, you, Evan, and I. And just to keep it real, and I'm going to do that right now if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So Marshawn Leland plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Leland recovered the punt for a touchdown Monday night. He passed away last night, suicide. So I just want to tell all the people listening, you, Evan, my family, Steiny, I've sent this out. I've called. I don't know why it hit me the way that it did, but if anybody out there that is affiliated with me or we know each other, if you need to talk, your boy is here. And that's what we need to do more of, Steiny. And I don't do that enough to you. You know, I'm doing all the talking. But if you're in my life and you need somebody to talk to, your boy Daryl L. Johnson I is here. Because, Steiny, we don't know what people are going through and carrying around, man.
Like you don't know what I've been carrying around all week.
No, I hope you're not playing.
I'm not playing, but it's not as serious as Neyland.
What?
I've been stressed out because I got a dog at home alone. You know what I mean? And so I haven't really been.
But you haven't? Well, talk to me, yeah.
So you ever go through a day and you're just uncomfortable? You're anxious to get home?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
I got you. I hear you.
It's not the same thing.
But I'm still here for you, but it's serious, man.
I appreciate
a lot of people,
that,
we don't know what they're carrying around. Not to bring the show down, but life is real, man. I'm here for you guys.
All right.
You guys are going to be talking a lot today.
That is true. We got the summit.
Oh, yeah. 4-6.
4-6 at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
I'm a little nervous about the weather and the roads being damped. Are we doing a crossover? Because they could do it.
You know they're going to.
You hadn't asked?
No, I didn't ask.
You are so soft. I'm here for you if you need to
talk. I'm
going to
do it or not do it on my own accord. What do you think of the Warriors game last night, dude?
Ask me about their record through 9.
No!
I don't like it. Okay, that's that. And, listen, Steiny, I love what's going on with Will Richard and Dibs. He's my guy back up, but he's everybody's guy right now. This dude just looks the part. Moses Moody, my goodness. I love what I saw from him. Pods ran point, so he wasn't looking for a shot early. But at the end of the day, you tell me if I'm off early with this assessment, and I'm going to bring it up at the summit if I can. Steiny, this team is missing a guy that nobody talked about, and you laughed and scoffed at me. I feel like if we had Kevon Looney in that game last night, there would have been junctures and juncture rebounds where he would have got. We're missing that Larry Smith guy in the paint. Now, it looks like you're over there chuckling, but I'm serious. Al Horford, Steiny, the shot's not falling.
It's 7 rebounds.
But I don't care about the rebounds. It's just you were brought here to take the OGs to a next level, and I know they didn't play last night, but it has me a bit perplexed as to if you're not starting, then how are you going to improve or work on when you're finishing? Because when you finish, it's going to be with the OGs and some. So I don't know, but I'm not mad at Horford. I'm just wondering, man, you know, can it get any worse than that? GP2 stunk it up. Buddy Hield, I thought, wasn't great, Steiny. But the bottom line is, that was a game I was just hoping they could pull out, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he said hoping they could pull out rather than thought they were going to pull out. I mean, here's – what if I said this?
This is Kevon Looney.
My man.
I can't believe you brought up Looney today, but that's fine. Will Richard, he's really good. Kuminga is pretty good.
Well, the first half, Kuminga was good.
Pods.
I thought he ran a floor game, Steiny.
Moody.
Just incredible.
Yeah, and they lost. So you're
but 40. It was experience versus inexperience. Okay. They had Brody.
Okay.
That's Russell Westbrook. Right. Put respect on his name.
Well, okay.
I've always
put respect on his name. Just know that these younger guys aren't as good as an undermanned Kings team. Just that's all. So when we talk about this second unit and these guys, just know that they were good last night. They were really good, but they couldn't beat an undermanned Sacramento team. And they're talking as though they got to win and they should win these games without players. Now, they were missing all three. By the way, why does Draymond Green sit last night?
McRib?
I think we know why.
It wasn't ribs, Evan. It said rib. So I'll just leave that there. Like,
shut
what?
You talking to me?
I am, Day-Day, and I do agree with you with Dak, but we'll get there later, Stoddy. But, man, listen. You're asking me, watching that game, I understood why they didn't pull it out. We differ on why. But you know what it brought back? It's over the weekend, Indiana, and last week with Milwaukee. Like, I haven't gotten over that. So, you know, they're 5-4. You got a game tomorrow in Denver. Curry looks like he's sick. I hope he don't have COVID. But, man, Steiny, when you say they weren't good enough, the youngsters, I believe, when we talk about Richard – Moody, they were. Quinn Post, we know it's going to be up and down, but that's why I felt like Sacramento just closed that paint off in the second half, Steiny, and it was hard. Dribble penetration was hard. And maybe it's supposed to be that way when you're missing the Chef and Jimmy Butler, but I think you're being a little too hard if that's where you're going to plant your flag on. They're not as good as what DeRozan can score. He did that in the third quarter. We saw Russell Westbrook triple-double.
Exactly.
Malik Monk.
Russell Westbrook.
Experience versus inexperience.
All right.
Our OGs let us down. And I'm talking Buddy. I'm talking about Horford. And who am I forgetting,
Steiny? Buddy didn't hurt you last night, did he?
-9 if you're into that.
3-for-5? He made his shots? I don't know. I just looked at that game, and, you know, I'm reading my guy Nick Friedell.
Our guy, yeah.
And
I text him.
You know, and he's saying if the Warriors want to be great, they can't let themselves lose games they should win. That's not a game they should win last night.
Oh, that's where you're coming from. All right, wow.
Why didn't Draymond Green play last night?
I'm going McRib.
I think we know why he didn't play.
Man, we got a beautiful summit coming up at 4 p.m., 4 to 6, with all the hosts, all six of us. And I love the NBA, so I won't take this time to go in on what I'm feeling about everything that's going on or not going on and who's not playing. But damn, Steiny, I'm saying I hope we don't get more than three of these. And that's Rob Lowe about last night, where all three of the trifecta of our team is out at the same time. And Kerr kind of said that's not how they drew it up. But Draymond Rib, who am I to say you could have been out there?
He's too old.
That would be Al.
Yeah, Warriors. Warriors are up 1 with 6.5 minutes to go, and about 2 minutes later, the game's over.
Turnover, Steiny.
2 minutes later, buddy, Schroeder's making a three to put it at 11.
He was
Horford,
pretty good.
I mean, they're up 1. Horford misses a three. Pods turns it over in traffic. Horford misses a three. Moody misses a three when they're down 5. Spencer turns it over. They called it a missed shot. It was a turnover. The Warriors then rally. They get it to 3. And this is the possession that, you know, Evan and you brought up.
Yeah. Oh, the JK.
Yeah, Kuminga.
You got to let it fly, young man. Yeah, young fella.
He got a good shot out of it. But, yeah, he had a 3. He didn't take it. Got into the lane with a 15-footer. Good look. Just didn't get it to go down.
6 turnovers, but they called it 5 on the night. So, you know, I know he's not perfect and he's learning, Stoney. But, man, they were coming back and you felt like – I felt like Pods was – it helped him come back. And that was just a shot. Even if you miss, let it go. That was – It's natural. That was the natural shot of the possession in the game, and he kind of didn't let it fly. But, I mean, the third quarter, 18 free throws from the Kings, Donnie. They make 14. You can't foul either.
Well, why do they foul? They foul because they're not overly athletic.
Oh, man.
They're just not a very athletic team.
That description.
As for the shot, Kuminga didn't take the three. I actually don't have a problem with it. He had missed from there about 5 possessions before that. He probably was thinking, let me get something either going to the basket or closer. That one doesn't bother me. But I guess what I'm starting to see is some of the luster from the first 5 games wear off. Now we've seen some guys miss games. And now we see a team that's 5-4 and they're struggling on the road. I don't know. People still as optimistic about this team as they were when they were 4-1 and beating Denver and the Lakers and all those teams. Pretty tough to be.
Yeah, and you did this to me last time I was here. Stoney, it was Tuesday, and I'm going to take a page out of your playbook. You said in the NBA, just across of, you need to let 15 to 20 games go. So I would be fronting and lying to you all if I told you I've changed my thought process in regard to where this team could possibly end up, and that was a Western Conference Finals, so I'm not doing that. I will tell you I am monitoring, Stoney, if you allow me, when Melton's coming back, and Seth Curry for that matter, because...
Well, how are they going to get in the court? You can't take Will Richard off the court.
Oh, no doubt. Stoney, okay. He's just a... you always talked about, and I wanted to fight you, if that's what 4 years of college basketball will do for you, I just like his size, his moxie, his know-how. He's a jack of all trades, his ability to just know when to cut. It's just like, man, this dude's a find. And Dibbs, lay off of him. He's my guy. And remember, you go, he's a 15th
you guys,
man.
You guys got
to yelled it.
You guys got to fight over him.
Yeah, we got to go.
Well, we will go. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The Warriors Summit is today, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warriors season. That's tonight. It starts with Willard and Dibbs at 2, and we'll join them at 4. So 4 to 6 is the Summit, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill today. We'll see you there, and that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Al Horford still can't buy a bucket as the Kings battling on the defensive end come up with the stop.
Kyle Draper on the call.
Appreciating the effort out here tonight.
And listen, with good reason.
Oh! Al Horford.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Al Horford. And then followed up by Schroeder 3. Play the, hit the.
It's pretty good, though.
This is what we, this is the, what they call the topic sentence.
Al Horford still can't buy a bucket.
And that's our guy. We love him, Stoddy. I text him when I hear he said something funny on the telecast. And Vontae and him have a good thing going. But, man, I'm not even mad about the shot not falling for Al, I guess, on a night, Stoney. Just my two cents. This was before the Kings game. You know, 27 minutes, man, and, you know, a minus three. And, you know, that was a game without the other OGs that the 39-year-old was supposed to, you know, sprinkle the youngsters. And I just didn't. Maybe he should have started. I don't know. Maybe he would have gave you more than Quentin Post, who didn't score.
He gave you less.
Well, I mean, I just, we need to see more from Al. That's all, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I was thinking about last night is, and we break our rule all the time, but man, it's just, don't believe your eyes too much until 15 or 20 games into the season.
Now, why is that?
Because...
because Richard is proving that wrong,
right?
Because
Horford stinks right now, and he can't, there's no way he's this bad. Like, he's got to be better than this.
Well, you
got to
fit in. We know he's good, but I just don't like how they're not rolling the red carpet out for him to fit in. So you're telling me you want him, I get the minutes in the back-to-back, but just real quick, Sonny. So he's supposed to come here and help aid the Warriors into winning and closing out games. So why wouldn't he start with that group, even if it's for 4, 5, or 6? Why are you playing with the others so much if you're supposed to be a part of the finishing lineup on nights that you play?
Well, he finished last night.
Well, that was, the OGs weren't there.
Okay, well, then
I think you get a worse version of Al Horford when he's playing with the others.
Well, not everybody gets to play with Steph all the time. I mean, he's been terrible. Like, if he can't make a shot,
we got a problem.
We got a big problem with Al Horford. I mean, I just differ with you with starting, coming off the bench, Post starts, Horford starts. I think that's window dressing. Mm. If the guy's going to play like this, he doesn't deserve to start. Hell, he doesn't deserve to come off the bench. I mean, I shouldn't be that harsh on him. He's still rebounding, and he's still savvy, but he's got to start making some shots.
Yeah.
for sure.
And am I being too hard? Because I know you kind of scoff. And I'm Steiny, I mean this. And I'm going to Indiana Saturday. I'm going to Milwaukee Thursday, if you allow me. The Warriors have not, in their losses, been able to get that big Kevon Looney rebound. I know what I'm watching, and I just feel like, oh, is that why they're 5-4? No, but he had the seven rebounds Horford got, Steiny. I don't feel like two of them were that loony importance where you kick it back out to Pods, Moody, or anybody else. So I could be overdoing it in regard to that, but I just feel like we're missing that big board to kick back out and have one of these guys, Richard, take a shot. So I just feel like 5-4 is nasty right now. 1-4 on the road is nasty.
Yeah, I mean, what if I said maybe we thought they were better than they were after five games? And now they've had another four or five games, and we realize that, you know, they're okay, but they're, you know, they're not, like right now, they're seventh in the West.
Wow.
Number seven.
Yeah,
at 5-4.
It's early.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Keep it in mind that we're still not even, 10% through the season. We're getting there. The Warriors started 4-1. They're now 5-4. They got Denver tomorrow, and the bottom line is they lost. You know, they're playing without their three guys last night. But here's the other thing. What are we going to do? Make an excuse or have an excuse or a reason for their loss every time one or two of these guys doesn't play?
No.
Well, that's the thing. You want to come out of that game last night and say, boy, the young guys played pretty well. And you know, they did pretty well. And Sacramento's got some veterans there. It was veterans over young guys. And you got to give the Kings credit. Okay. Well, you're going to play that game another 20 times this year. Mm. So you have to. You got to win some of these games. And they didn't last night. Anyway you cut it, Kings aren't a great team. And they're missing LaVine and Sabonis.
Yeah, and that happened. And again, I'm just telling you a play that just kind of, you know, captured the night for me. Steiny, the Warriors' first possession of the fourth quarter comes up with an 8-second violation. It's like, what are you doing? And I know that's not why you lost, but it's like, come on now. And I'm going to say something to you and Evan and the listeners, and you just tell me, and maybe I was too hard on Buddy. And you're right, he was 3 of 5 from the field. How is Pat Spencer playing three more minutes than Buddy Hield? And he got a dunk, but he did two shots that didn't even look like they were NBA shot. Like, dude, like, I'm asking Coach Kerr, help me, Evan. Somebody help me. Why did he play Spencer 17 minutes?
They play different positions.
So
you can't have Pods play on the ball for 48 minutes. I mean, that's my guess. Like, he wasn't great, but Buddy Hield ain't a point guard.
I mean, they need another point guard.
Well, Melton's coming.
Yeah, no, he is. And if they can get something out, they're going to, yeah, we'll see how Melton fits in. I'm kind of interested to see that, but it's not coming for a while.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Where do you rank that game in terms of what you've seen this year? You know, like, again, they're up 1 with 6 minutes to go.
No, you're
so
right.
They're right there. And then, I mean, I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you that youth might have bitten them last night and the Kings veteran players were good.
Yeah.
But, like, that dynamic is very seldom going to change this year when you're playing a lot of your young guys. So are we okay with that loss, even though the big three didn't play? And I guess what I'm saying is, if you're okay with that loss, or, you know, there were some positive things, no doubt about it.
Will Richards, Steiny, I know it's early, but good Lord, I liked him, or we liked him in the preseason, but go ahead.
But they didn't win the game.
Yeah.
And, how are they going to win half the games when these guys don't play?
If they play with more, and the two P's, Steiny, poise and patience. And Jonathan Kuminga scored 24 points, Steiny, got 9 rebounds. I wouldn't dare blame him. But you could almost see in this game in the second half, in the fourth quarter, you know, with what I think he can be and the track that he's on, there's still some things he needs to learn, man. And the biggest thing is the feel and the, like, you got to let that three go. I don't care if you're 0 for your last nine. Yeah, I hear you, Stoney, but the way that it felt like they were coming back, the game was kind of, whoever shoots this in a Warrior uniform, that's how I think the game works sometimes, it's going to go in because they're coming back. Make the Kings pay, and he kind of, you know, was thinking a little too much. But five turnovers, I know he's still young. Pod's had four, but I get you, Stoney. And it's not just last night. I know you think I'm, if you took my temperature, it's more that they're 5-4 than they couldn't pull this one out last night.
That's fair.
And now you got Denver tomorrow. Yeah. Steph looks like he's really sick. You say, how do you know, Goo? I know what sick looks like. We all do at that podium. I don't expect him. I hope I'm wrong. Jimmy, hey, Stoney, who am I? But how many games are we going to get? This was one, the first one, where all three are out. It shouldn't be too many.
I don't know why Draymond sat.
His rib.
Okay.
Not ribs. Sure.
No, I believe you.
His rib.
Yeah, no, I got it. I believe you there. It was his rib. Here's the other thing. Like, and
they win that game with him last night.
With who?
Draymond. No doubt in my mind.
Okay, well, they didn't have him. And they're not going to have him a lot. And they're not going to have Butler a lot. And that's the trap that we can't get into as Warrior fans. Oh, they win that game with Draymond. Who cares? He's not going to play 15 times a year. Secondly, and I've been on the guy's bandwagon this year, Kuminga hurt you last night. He was 2-for-10 in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, he played a darn good first half, and they needed him to play two good halves. And if he's going to be the leading scorer of that second group, then you're going to have to kind of live and die with him, but you're going to need him to come through. He can't just be out there playing and not doing things that help you win. And I thought he was kind of careless with the ball last night.
No, right. And the night before last, him and Steph had some turnovers. But I'll say this, it's early, Stoney, for Kuminga. 2-for-5 from deep. It's not a three-point contest to just analyze how somebody's improved, but he's shooting 41%. So he's been in the lab. It's early, but he's at 41% from that three. And when he lets him go, that's why I wanted him to shoot that one. And I don't know what he was thinking, if he was overthinking, but you are right. Nights like last night, I mean, he's your guy and one of them. But, man, now my question to you is, and I'm asking, I'll call you Hubie Brown here, and I kind of mentioned it to Evan when you left the green room. I don't want to bring the music or the party down, but last night it was for the youngsters or anybody that's not Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. How do you kind of take this experience and when the OGs come back, how do you fit that in? Because it will never be the open season as far as doing what you want. Because last night you could do, you know what I mean? The game, Richard's getting shots left and right, Moody, Kuminga too. But when the OGs come back, it'll never be as green light.
That's what they got to deal with all season long. That's the issue.
That's not easy.
I know it's not easy. And I was saying this yesterday to Evan. You know what else isn't easy? When you ask Kuminga to play with Curry and Butler and to be the third option, and then they sit, and now you're saying, go get us 30. Like, that's not easy either. So they are going to have to figure out something we knew they were going to have to figure out, and that is how to win games when they're missing one of their three or four veterans. And last night was the first time that those guys have missed games. They happen to all miss them together. But I think you're right, Goo. I don't expect Curry to play tomorrow in Denver.
Man.
So. What do we got?
Is that your? May I have your attention?
Oh, fire drill.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm with you, Stoney. I think he's out for sure tomorrow. I would hope Dre's back.
Well, I'm distracted now. Yeah. But anyway, this is Steve Kerr on Al Horford struggles.
Just got to keep playing. You know, I thought Al played a great basketball game tonight. The ball didn't go in. He took all the right shots. They all look good. They're going to go in. He's Al Horford. We know what kind of shooter he is. His presence defensively, you know, his rebounding. He's a hell of a player. It's just a slow start for him. To be expected, honestly, when you go to a new team. I'm not worried about Al at all.
All right, so here's and Evan and I got into this yesterday, and it's this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If offense is going to be more important than defense...
Okay.
Then if Al Horford doesn't make shots, he can't play a great game.
And that was my fear coming here. It was like in Boston, it was on brand for you to just launch because that's what you did. And if you were off, we got all kind of others that could make it. Pritchard, Tatum, the rest of the gang, Jaylen Brown and White. But now here, I feel like what's in that utility belt, Steiny? And he almost had 10 rebounds, so I need to stop. But he hadn't had it in the previous games. But Steiny... It just feels different when those shots don't hit here for him. What else are you doing?
I don't care what he does. Mm. Like, this is what the NBA is right now, whether you like it or not. You can't play a good game if you don't score some points or you aren't a threat.
Wow, man.
I'm sorry. Like, that's why, as good as Draymond Green is, he's beginning to hurt the Warriors because he can't finish inside.
Wow.
And you know, look, Steve Kerr is a smart coach. He knows he knows Al Horford's probably going to produce, but that is where I disagree with him. In this day and age of the NBA, if you're a stretch five and your stretch fives combine to go 0-for-10 from 3-point range, which Post and Horford did, then their center position was not good last night.
And it wasn't.
So there you go. Yeah. Don Dada, you can't get any type of rhythm playing 3 minutes a span, Steiny. Who is that? Who's playing 3 minutes a span?
That I wouldn't know.
I'm looking at Kuminga. Yeah. He played 36 minutes.
No, he got 19 shots.
So.
Wait, did they call the fire alarm on Will Richard?
Dude, do you know Westbrook. He's done something that or you saw the stat on the Anthony Morrow was the last rookie to score 30 points in his debut starting for the Warriors, and that was 2008, mm-hmm. November 15th against the Clippers. But Stani, what is it about Richard that I and Dib saw? It's his body type. He's strong. He's smart, but he has something that even when the ball's not in play, there's just an anticipation to the game of basketball that it seems like he has. And my gosh, Stani stepping back, guarding, hitting threes, playing the passing lanes, making free throws.
Yeah, and that's honestly,
like,
that's
damn, Richard.
I'm wondering if that's the part that should kind of concern people a little bit. Because I do think as a whole, as a four-man unit, Richard, Moody, Kuminga, and
going?
Pods were very good. They were very good last night as a foursome.
Right.
But it didn't translate to a win. So where did that game, where did they lose that game last night?
They turned the ball over 19 times.
And their defense stinks. Come on.
Okay. All right, man.
Their defense is not very good. We got to put
some respect on Westbrook's name. Stani, a triple-double. I think it's the 204th time he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baller. And him, DeRozan got to his spots. Man, you got to tip your cap almost. Dennis Schroeder?
Well, we
always knew he could play. He was one of us. But my gosh, Stani,
Well, this is the difference between you and me. I'll gladly tip my cap to Westbrook. I'll tip my cap to Rollins, too.
Mm.
To me, it's the same thing. Mm. You got a young player who's starting to emerge, who gets you for 30. And then you got an old player who is playing harder, it feels like, and playing with more, focus or desire than the Warriors' young players. I mean, here's what I shouldn't do this.
No, go ahead.
Because he's part of the Odyssey family. But damn it, you look at that game last night, and you're right. You look at what 36-year-old Russell Westbrook does in that game last night, and how he plays.
Brody.
And you know what? I'm not a monster Westbrook guy, but he plays hard, and just all I'm asking you to do is think about what he did for that team last night.
Will
Draymond doesn't play. Draymond doesn't play in that game last night.
And let's put a rat
Westbrook
on the table.
Westbrook wants to play in that game last night.
Let's put a rat on the table, and I'll stand on it. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Thank you, Evan. How much of Draymond not playing last night was because Steph didn't play? That's what bothers me.
What do you think?
It can't be the double up, man. Steph's out, so I'm out. Not ribs with an S, rib.
Yeah.
Well, you thought he wasn't very good in the Phoenix game, Steiny.
Who?
Draymond.
I wasn't here.
You came in the next morning and said you didn't think Draymond wasn't very good.
Yeah,
so,
I thought he's turning the ball over too much.
Maybe he needed a day off.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if that's how you felt, then him being out there may not have helped them.
No. Well, just because he plays a bad game one night doesn't mean he's got to play a bad night, too. I'm just saying the approach. Think about the approach. Like, Westbrook last night is no LaVine, no Sabonis, and he's like,
let's go.
And he doesn't like the Warriors. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just would have been nice to...
But
Westbrook's not a four-time champion.
And I'm gonna say something.
That's it.
Yeah, you got this stirred up in me now, Stani, so I'm gonna let it out. Just about Draymond Green. Hey, look, I know what he's doing. I know what he's done, and I know where he's headed to the Hall of Fame. I get that. But what you talked about now in this current state of the NBA, you got to be able to get some buckets. And I just feel like we are at the quarter tank or almost out of gas of Draymond bringing the ball up, waiting for Steph, initiating the offense. Steph's going to be okay without Dre, especially now that Father Time has kicked in. So my point is, Stani, when you guard the Warriors, Dre is almost a luxury for the defense trying to stop the Warriors and Steph, because I just feel like we're almost at the end of that benefit of him doing what you got to put it in the hole, man. And his finishing, I talked about it, or their lack of inside, man. I feel like it's just coming to a head, and now they need to find something else that can, when the nights, are not going well for Dre offensively, you got something else you could go to.
know, the problem is he's their best defensive player. So if when Draymond comes off the floor, you're worse defensively. And that's kind of always been a problem, but never as much as it is now.
But he's not your secret weapon, Draymond Green, to where Steiny's got 30, go guard Steiny. I don't care what position he is. Evan's got 29, go stop. No, it's not that anymore. Steiny is selective now. He you know, it's weight class and divisions. He ain't out there guarding all the dudes. That's over.
Okay, then would you acknowledge that maybe this team's not as good as you thought if you're worried about Draymond Green's defense seven or eight games in?
No, because now I'm looking at Kuminga. I'm looking at Richard. I'm looking at Moses. Those guys got to pick up the slack. Gary Payton the second. Sonny, I don't know what's going on with him. Like, let's just have real quick. I'm not, like, I don't even like the approach to what's happening with my guy.
He was always a role player. Now he can't make shots.
And but he used to run the baseline like Richard and get that. Where's that at? You're not laughing, but.
Why did he get those layups? Because there was attention on all the other guys. The other guys don't need as much attention anymore. Even when like a guy like Jimmy Butler has the ball, do you really have to go double team him if he's on the wing? And I could, you know, Gary Payton II, he's been losing it for a little while now, I think.
I guess I've been in denial.
888-957-9570 is the number. It feels like there's a couple things going on today. One is, you know, look, the young players did play well. They didn't get over the hump. The old players obviously didn't play for a variety of reasons.
But you're 5-4, 1-3 in your last four. I don't like, that's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. They're going to have stretches where they lose four. Like, they may drop to a few games under. Anyway, 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by In at the Tides. Savor the season at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, November 14th with St. Francis Winery or Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at innatthetides.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.